Last weekend, five people were shot and killed in New Orleans, and many more were wounded, including two toddlers. Police arrested suspects in the wounding of the children, but the shootings have continued. The city launched several high-profile campaigns to address gun violence, but a big part of the problem is a shortage of police. From New Orleans, Eve Troe of member station WWNO reports.
Here's one recent scene, a drive-by shooting in the Lower Ninth Ward. Two teenagers killed, several people wounded. Drug-related, the police say. Karen Rogers lives on the block. She saw it.
This is not the first time of gunshots. You know, this is the first time to actually see people murdered and shot.
She blames, in part, a lack of police.
They're not even around here, see? Like right now.
All over New Orleans, you hear this complaint. Bystanders to crime say response times are slow. 911 calls often ring endlessly. No answer. Get an offender bender, you'll likely wait hours for police.
Sometimes the police don't arrive timely. Sometimes they don't arrive at all.
Rafael Goyeneche of New Orleans Metropolitan Crime Commission says the reason is simple.
We're looking at a 36-year low from a police manpower standpoint right now. There are just too few of them to respond to all the calls for service that they get.
A few years ago, he says, the city had budget problems, so it stopped hiring new police. NOPD loses about 100 officers a year just through retirements or people quitting. So now the city's population is about back to where it was before Hurricane Katrina, but it has around 500 fewer police.
You didn't really feel the pain dropping from 1,600 to 1,500. When it started dropping into the 1,300s and below, that's when you started to see backups and calls for service.
Now the city wants to hire about 400 new officers, fast. At a press conference about the recent murders and shootings, Mayor Mitch Landrieu spoke, not at a crime scene, as he often does, but at a brand new police station.
It stands as a testament to our commitment to make the community safe.
Police Superintendent Ronald Serpas also praised the building, as well as new squad cars parked in the lot and recent officer promotions.
These are all the commitments that are real that candidates consider when they think about joining the New Orleans Police Department.
The recruitment push is on. A private company is speeding up background checks. Officers no longer have to live in New Orleans to get hired. And police no longer have to cover arm tattoos with long sleeves.
This is why I'm here. I have this idea that this city can be what it is on its best day, every day.
Ads like this one for joinnopd.org now air across Louisiana and Texas. They're shot in black and white, noir style, with cops working the iconic streets of New Orleans. But progress is slow. The city started just one new class of police recruits, 29 students. They'll need about a year of training before they can hit the streets. A second class starts next month. Assuming they all graduate, that means about 60 new officers in the coming year, far short of the goal. At a local school, aspiring recruits file into a cafeteria for more information.
Well, I'm here to become an NOPD officer.
Elvin Green says he's been hurt by gun violence.
I was shot in front of my high school after a basketball game. I want to help out my city, you know? Like, I want to make my city a better place.
He hopes to join the gang unit. At the event, Green and 18 others sign up to take a civil service exam. It's the first step in the long process of becoming a much-needed member of the New Orleans Police Department. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe in New Orleans.